To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is a nobler in mind to suffer the slings and arrow of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die to sleep no more, and by sleep to say we end the heartache and thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. There's a consummation devoted to be wished, to die, to sleep perchance to dream, aye, there's a rub, for in the sleep of death what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us a pause, the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would be the whips and scorn of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man contumely, the pang of deprived love and the lost delay, the insolence of office and spurns, the patient merit of unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who with fardel to grunt and sweat under weary life but that dread of something after death? The undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns? Puzzles the will, and make us rather bear those ills we have, than fly to others we know not of. The conscious does may cover us of all, and the native view of resolution is sickled o'er with the pale cost of thought and enterprises of great pith moment, with regard and their current turn awry, and lost the name of action. Soft you now, the fair Ophelia, ninth in thy horizon, be all my sins remembered.